Hello, this is Kashka reporting for Plants from the Community Garden today. Tapewood brownies have been coming to the garden for a couple of weeks now, so let's hear what they've been up to. Here is Jo, Plant Committee member and one of Brownie's mums, telling me all about it.
So, what have you been doing in the garden with the kids?
Well, the first job they did was to prepare the beds for planting, so they were digging it over and pulling out any weeds and getting rid of any lumps and any stones. And then we'd already planted some runner beans at the hall, and they needed to be potted out, so they did that, and we made some sort of teepee wigwam things and different structures for them to grow up. And there were some peas to plant as well, and then we had some strawberries that went in, and there was quite a few seeds, so they were doing seed sowing as well. So we've got some wildflowers and some pumpkins and something else, sunflowers I think.
Brilliant.
Yes, that's what we've been doing.
So why are they doing it?
For their gardener's badge. There's different things that they have to achieve to get their gardener's badge. So they have to plant 4 different types of fruit, vegetables or flowers. So they will have done that with the different types of beans, peas, strawberries and wildflowers and pumpkins and things like that. And then they have to be able to understand the process that it takes from being a seed to develop into a seedling and then growing into a plant. And then if it's a plant that produces a fruit, how that happens, or if it's a plant that's a vegetable, how that happens as well.
But we didn't take her word for it, and we asked the brownies themselves about what they've been up to, their favourite bits and their biggest disappointments so far. Here they are.
So, what have you guys been doing in the garden?
Planting.
We planted runner beans.
Uh-huh.
They all died. It was too cold. But we still got like strawberries and that.
Uh-huh.
The runner beans were going to grow up things with sticks.
We planted some seeds and they're growing really good. And there is pumpkins, strawberries and poppies and other stuff.
Last week we planted some stuff, like we planted runner beans, peas and sweet peas.
Oh, wonderful.
And pumpkins, sunflowers and strawberries.
Oh, right. It's going to be a busy
patch.
But
we had to try and not put the seeds on top of each other, but it was hard to actually not remember where all the other seeds are. And also, we found lots of worms, and I was scared of digging because we might run over one of the worms because we forget where it is. So I was a bit worried when we did that. A lot of people found.
So what's your favourite part of being in the garden?
Growing the fish.
Yes?
And then when you come back next time, they're bigger.
You get to plant loads of stuff.
My favourite bit was planting the things. But we brought tea bags, coffee granules, eggshells, and it was fun sprinkling them around the plants.
Do you know why you did that?
To stop slugs and other insects eating our plants.
That's a good idea. What's the worst thing that happened?
The runner bees.
Well, my worst thing was getting so cold.
What are you doing today?
We're making like head things, and I forgot what they're called. I think they're called pop heads or something.
Uh-huh. What's going to happen to them?
They're going to like, there's seeds in them, and they're going to like go all hairy.
Ooh, will you be able to eat the hair?
I don't know. I think you can.
Oh, you like your one? It's very sweet with all this.
I put a mustache and a beard on mine.
It's a man head. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
So for the next week, you guys are going to be wildlife explorers. Okay. Now, one thing you need to do is to be able to identify three birds, three mammals, and butterflies or insects are the other things. Okay, I've got you all special wildlife explorer books. Now,
can you tell me what you're doing right now?
We're decorating the front cover of our wildlife booklet. We're putting in insects and notes and stuff.
And where are you going to use them?
We're going to take them home and try and spot some wildlife. And we're going to go outside there and try and spot some wildlife as well. And we make notes on this page here of what all the wildlife we find.
Brilliant. What do you think you're going to find in your own garden?
Well, there's definitely lots of cats, but they're wild cats, so I might manage to do them.
Well, good luck with your wildlife hunt. I hope it's successful.
So that was the brownies in the community garden. We'll hear from them again very soon. Bye-bye.